Now, let's get into the specifics, and let me talk a little bit about internet marketing. And I want to warn you about internet marketing. You cannot take the high touch out of it. It is a high-tech world, and you can use the internet to generate leads. But if you don't do the high touch and talk with those people, you are not going to build a business. And I see a lot of companies out there that tell you just sign up and send 5,000 emails a day. And I guarantee you, you are not going to build a sustainable volume-generating business simply with email. You must talk with people. So get over that right now. If you think you can do it strictly by email, you cannot. So we're going to have to talk to people. But use the internet to generate great leads. See, people search the internet every day looking for home-based businesses, thousands. Hopefully your company or your team or someone has a system that uses the internet to generate leads. Get into some kind of system. What we do is we generate all these leads through the internet, and then they're sent to us via email. These are people that have seen a little bit about the business. So the first call I make with them is simply sifting for interest, period. Okay? I am not going to explain the business to them on this call. I'm going to do a quick introduction. That might be, hi, this is Laura Kaufman with blah, blah. You visited my website, etc. 1 to 2 sentences, very, very short, that generically explains the opportunity. And I'm going to really focus you on generic. Don't give the specifics of your business. If you're in a nutrition company, don't tell them that it's nutrition, okay? Because you might turn someone off like me. I wouldn't have been interested. But you know what? If you tell them it's a technology company and they've never been on a computer before, you're going to scare them off too, okay? So it's just opportunity. Mine says, we're working with several Fortune 500 companies for the right person. There's the potential here in the next 24 to 36 months to walk away and maybe never have to work again ever. Then my next question is, what email would you like the information sent to? This is the key about internet marketing also. It's not just that it generates leads, but the great thing is they can go through this whole presentation online. Now see, that does two things. I don't spend 30 minutes explaining the business to somebody who's not really interested, and I'm not having to answer questions, and I'm sifting through them, and I'm finding out who is willing to take the time to go spend 30 minutes to look at it. And a lot of people say, why don't you just tell me about it? First, you have to qualify for my time. If you are really interested in being a six-figure income earner in the next 6 months, then you'll take 30 minutes to go through this presentation. If so, then I'll give you my time, period. Now, if you don't have an internet system set up and you don't have anything like this, obviously, you can send them a videotape. You can do a live presentation, invite them to your home, in-homes, hotel meetings, any information you want to do. The key is that you don't give them all the information right there on that first call. You sift for interest, you sift to see if they're serious, and then you put them through, hopefully, a presentation that is leveraged. In other words, you're not doing every single presentation one-on-one, because it'll take you a long time and having to talk to a lot of people to sign enough up that way. Then book an appointment with them to review the information. So it can be through the internet, it can be teleconference call, recorded messages, any of those things. Don't get pulled into explaining the business. Don't. If they ask you a question, say, the presentation will answer all those questions. I will be happy to answer more questions for you after you view the presentation. And see, what you're doing is they're seeing that you value your own time. You are now portraying that you are a leader, because they can't drag you around. So if someone asks me a question, it's a short answer, I turn it around with another question. So I take control back of the conversation. For instance, let's say they say, can you tell me what this is all about? I'll say the presentation will do that. Tony, are you really interested in getting to a six-figure income in the next 6 months? I've just taken control back of the conversation. So the second call is just to see if they've reviewed the information. That is my first question. Have you reviewed the information that I sent you? Now, whether it's email, videotape, whatever. If they say no, which a lot of them will, I go, what? You haven't? John, I thought you were serious about making six figures in the next 6 months. Zip the lip again. Wait for them to answer. Don't jump in. A lot of times, oh, yes, I am. Oh, I really am. It's just that I had this happen and this happen and blah, 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 blah. And they start to give you all these reasons and all excuses. Okay, fine. That's okay. I let them spill all that out. Typically, if they've told me some what sound like valid reasons, I say, I understand. I understand, but John, if you want to work with me and you want me to help you achieve those goals, whatever they are, then I'm going to need you to look at this information today. Typically, I say, John, I'm looking for someone who is serious about creating a walk-away income. If I don't hear back from you in the next 24 to 48 hours, I'll assume you're not interested and move on to others I have waiting. I leave that on a voicemail, or I could say it here. I would say, John, I understand, but I'm looking for people who are serious about creating a walk-away income. If you don't get back through this information and get back to me within 24 hours, I'll just assume you're no longer interested. Same thing, grab a pin. I usually do the grab a pin when I'm not real excited about them. If I like them and I think they had some valid excuses, I'd say, I understand, but I'm looking for. If they just sound like a total idiot, then I say, grab a pin, here's my number, call me when you're serious. Okay, now, if they have reviewed the information, yay! I definitely suggest you step into your own leadership as quickly as possible and start doing your own closes. But until you're confident, get your upline to work those with you.